37.
Hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Happy Wednesday evening to you. Of course, good news. We just discovered tonight that as of Monday, there's going to be no more Time Warp hour because from 9 to 10 o'clock, we've normally had a an hour that has already aired at some point. That's what we're calling the Time Warp. But as of this coming Monday, we are going to be all 3 hours live. So from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Free Talk Live will be 100% live. Which is, that's great news.
It is great news.
It's like old times. Of course, this show's been around for a couple years now, and that's how we got our start, was 7 to 10 o'clock evenings, Monday through Friday, and now we're going to be back that way as of next week. And, of course, we also have our Saturday night show as well from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern time, so don't forget about that. Log on in the meantime, anytime at freetalklive.com, and get interactive with us online. You can send us an email, if you'd like, at ftl@freetalklive.com. We might read your emails live on the air. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. There's also a chat room where there's a number of people hanging out right now, as a matter of fact, at freetalklive.com. The bulletin
board is always a busy place. People love to go in there and talk about political issues, personal issues.
Freaky stuff, too, sometimes.
Flirting, all that stuff.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231, the chat room there, the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, last 6 days' worth of the show archived for you. So if you miss a moment, you can always download it later on at freetalklive.com. So, coming up here, again, you control the show, though. I mean, if we're talking about something that's dull to you, don't tune out. Because, gosh, there's really not that much else out there to listen to.
Sure.
I mean, if you want to go listen to a bigot, there's one on the radio right now. But besides that, we're your only option.
I like to call him a xenophobic bigot.
Yeah, that's a good word, xenophobic. But we're here right now for you, so anything goes, whether it be personal or political, something you just want to get off your chest, the phone lines are wide open for you, 1-800-259-9231. I mentioned last hour that we're going to get into this story about the snitch society. And it's just another point, another example of where this country is going to. You know, I think in Nazi Germany, they encouraged the citizenry to rat each other out, didn't they, Manwich?
I think that they were big on that in Russia, too.
Yeah.
That's what my mom always told me, at least.
Was she from Russia?
No.
Oh, okay.
She just, you know, when you're a kid, I grew up in the very midst of the Cold War, and so I was, one of the things I was really scared of was Russia.
Right.
Of course, they were the Soviet Union, I should be clear.
So that's coming to this country. In fact, it's been here for quite a while. I personally have labeled it the snitch society because the government is encouraging people in this country to rat out their friends, rat out their family. Mm-hmm. It's been going on a very small level with your kids. You may not know this if you have kids, but a number of kids are encouraged by their DARE officers in school to rat out their moms and dads. If mommy and daddy smoke pot at home,
yeah,
kids are being encouraged to tell on their own parents for that. And some kids do it. Talk about scary.
Yes.
Your own kids turning you in.
I'm sure they do. I mean, you know, they're told by they're told by the DARE officer that what mommy and daddy are doing is bad.
It's bad.
We can help them. And the best thing that you can do for your mommy and daddy is to tell us if they're smoking pot.
Or growing it.
Or whatever.
And
I'm sure they talk about every other type of drug out there.
And the kid doesn't realize that that's going to mean that mommy and daddy are going to end up in a prison cell.
Or that
he's going to end up in an orphanage.
Legally prescribed drugs, and they just give the name over anyway.
Right.
Kids don't know.
It's sick. I mean, to have your kid, you know, to have your kid get mad at you and then turn you in for smoking a joint, and then you end up going to sit in the county jail, that's a real bad situation. You're sure it's not going to be able to raise your kid very well from prison.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible what these people are doing. And get this. From the Albany Times Union, Ashley Miner didn't think taking pictures of the state capitol would rise to the level of a terrorist plot. The building's been photographed only half a million times or so. She thought the photos would help her with her final paper in a University of Albany history class. But as Miner sat in her car taking pictures last Thursday, parked between the capitol and the Empire State Plaza, somebody walked by and got the idea that she was a threat. The person then dialed 911 and gave the Albany Police Department her license plate number. The snitch. The stinking rat.
Mm-hmm.
The busybody citizen saw somebody sitting in their car with a camera taking a picture of a building, in this case a government building, and ratted her out for it. called 911 for it. Is this an emergency? Is this something that the cops have to be made aware of right away? It's amazing to me. Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. Cliff in Colorado, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Cliff?
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent.
Hey, I'm wasn't a big fan of you guys at first, and now I've kind of got your groove down. I understand what you're doing.
Can I ask you where you're calling? I mean, you're calling from Colorado, but how are you listening to the show?
On the internet.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, I'm on my lunch break, so I'll get right to my point. Immigration, it's totally out of control. And a thought just occurred to me. If Bush wanted to put a stop to this, couldn't he do it right now? Couldn't he stop this? How long would it take him to stop this?
This is a huge huge issue that you just brought up. What do you mean, stop this? Stop immigration?
Well, I mean, stop illegal illegal aliens from taking over, come across the borders. And
how would you suggest that he do it?
Well, I'm sure he has the cabinet members and the know-how. I don't think he's smart enough to do it, but he's got the cabinet members and the people behind him that could come up with a solution,
Haven't they been trying to stem the flow of immigration for a long time in this country?
Well, I thought Bush actually wanted to give amnesty. That's what I thought his program was.
Let's talk about what Cliff wants, though. Let's say Cliff was made into the President of the United States. Tomorrow morning you woke up and...
I've heard you do that before with other callers, and I'm not smart enough to figure it out. But if I was the president, I'd damn sure get some people, get some advice and take care of this problem. We got, 50 to 80,000 people a month coming across the borders?
Cliff, do you think the biggest problem is that these people are taking the jobs, or do you think that the biggest problem is that every time one of them gets sick or chooses to use our welfare system for their benefit, that we have to pay for it?
Well, I've heard so many different things. I don't know.
Or do you just not like them speaking Spanish?
Well, there's an idea that's just come out that they need the workers for the Social Security Ponzi scheme. We need the money to keep it going. There's the...
We need to abolish Social Security.
There's the idea that the Republicans want the cheap labor. There's the idea that the Democrats want the extra voters. What I think is that whatever the reason, this is destroying our sovereignty. It's destroying our country.
Is it only the immigration of Mexicans that's destroying the country, or is it the immigration of anybody?
Well, I think a lot of South Americans have come in too, from Nicaragua.
Why are they destroying the country? Just out of curiosity.
Well,
sovereignty of the country.
Well, when they refuse to blend, we're supposed to be a melting pot, a mixing pot, but we're not. It's separate. They don't speak the language. They don't.
Well, that was pretty common in the major metropolitan areas. There was Little Poland, Little Italy. I mean, there were places where I'm familiar with places in the United States where people didn't learn not to speak Polish into their second generation.
Well, I guess you guys don't feel that this is an issue that needs to be addressed.
I think it's a huge issue. I think what we need to do is open the borders, though. That's my answer.
I see. And how? And open the borders to anyone?
That's correct. Anybody who... Well, it's not just opening
the borders.
There's
a lot of qualifying
statements. There's something else. Yeah, okay. This is a big issue. You have to not only open the borders, but we also have to get rid of all welfare programs in this country. Because a lot of people who are afraid of immigrants are afraid of the fact that they're coming here and mooch off of all the people who are already here via the welfare programs, via the government education. We need to get government out of education. We need to end welfare programs. Because as I see it, there's two kinds of immigrants that come into this country. You've got the first kind, the one that people, like you, Cliff, are afraid of, the ones that are coming in here to mooch. And then you've got the second kind. And, Cliff, I know you're on your lunch break, but if you can hang on, we'd like to have that happen.
Sure.
Because we want to continue this conversation with you. The second kind is the one that wants to be free, the kind of immigrant that's moving away from tyranny, coming to the United States to make a better life for themselves and their families. I'll tell you when we come back how we can encourage the second kind of immigrant and get rid of the first kind of immigrant.
I'd like to meet those.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We're going to come back with more.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD. seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
You're looking for another rock and roll record to make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. Take control of the show. And just like Cliff did in Colorado, we're going to go right back to his call here. Don't forget, you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And let's get back into it with Cliff in Colorado. Cliff, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Well, your approach, I don't know about that. I guess we could go round and round.
Well, we're talking. I didn't actually get to describe it all to you. So let me finish my scenario here, Cliff. We're talking about immigration. You're concerned with the whole immigrant situation, and I say open the borders. At the same time, we have to get rid of the welfare programs because, as I was saying, there's two types of immigrants in my mind. Type number one is coming here for the free ride. Type number one wants to get some free lunch, basically. Welfare, health care, education. They want to get it on the house, on the taxpayers, on the hardworking people in this country. I don't like that kind of immigrant, and I don't think you do either. Do you, Cliff?
No, I don't.
Okay, so then we also have type two. type
no,
two,
but
immigrant. And type two is the kind of person that's coming here to make a better life for himself. He or she or the family is leaving a country where there's a tyrannical government, a despotic nation. They're coming here because they
or
believe...
Or the quality of life just isn't as good.
Right. They're coming here because they believe that America is the best darn country in the world, the most free country in the world, the only place they're really going to have a true shot at making a happy life for themselves. And those are the kind of people that we want here. Would you agree with that, Cliff?
Well, I don't see a lot of people that agree with that sentiment.
How many immigrants
right now
do you know?
Quite a few.
Mm-hmm. So how many is quite a few?
I'd say 15% of the people I know in my mm-hmm. life are immigrants.
And they're all just lazy asses? They don't want to do
anything? No, actually, they're great. They're an older generation, and they're pretty proud of America. Actually, they want them, they're America first.
So then you'd agree with me that you do want those people in this country, right? They're hard workers. They're here to make a living for themselves.
Well...
So the way we encourage that...
Instead of asking Cliff questions, he clearly has something he wants to say, and I want to... What is it that you want to say, Cliff? Go ahead.
Well, I guess with your train of thought, then we just leave it the status quo, because the borders are porous, they're open, and we'll just leave it at that. My call was that we have a problem here, and maybe we can get to your point after we shut the borders down and get the welfare frauds off out of our country, and then we can maybe change the policy, but I don't see...
What if we just shut down the welfare?
Well, that would work, too, but my call was we've got a problem here.
And we do have
Bush,
a problem.
I think Bush could, with his cabinet and brainstorming, we could stop the illegals from coming across the border right now. That's all. That was my call.
Cliff, what do you think the best way to attract a stray cat is?
Who? A stray cat? Is he hungry? You're not going to catch him.
Well, no, to attract him, I said.
Attract him?
Yeah. Leave cat food outside your front door, right?
Sure.
So that's all that we're doing is leaving cat food out, or I guess in this case, immigrant worker food, and they can come over here and get free hospitalization. If their baby's born here, they get anything they want.
Okay.
Stop giving them the cat food.
And plus, you're deluding yourself, Cliff, if you really believe the government can restrict the supply of anything. They can't keep drugs out of their own prisons. How the hell are they going to keep immigrants
right,
out of this
I
country?
Agree. And I agree that our government, I think our government's behind this problem anyway. I don't think they're going to stop anything. So
well,
I agree with you there. That's where we agree on this whole conversation. But my point was that I think this is a serious problem. But I think Bush could, with the Congress and with his cabinet, could end it today in about 10 minutes. That's all.
I don't understand how that could possibly. You can't. You
can't
shut down
anything else, though. That's what amazes me.
You can't shut down the border. Government can't do anything right, Cliff. Haven't you figured that out yet?
Well,
what's your favorite government program, Cliff?
My favorite government program.
Yeah.
Gee, off the top of my head, let's see. Don't really have one.
Yeah, exactly, because none of them work. None of them bring about the results that they were originally intended to. So you can't expect that this one program that Cliff just, you know, Cliff, you got kind of an idea of what you want to happen, but government can never make that happen. So let's let freedom come back to this country. Let's get rid of the welfare programs, open the borders, let anybody who wants freedom come here. And as you said, we need to get rid of the welfare hogs. Well, by getting rid of welfare, they'll either survive or they won't.
You just said we can't get rid of immigration, so how can we get rid of welfare?
No. I like the idea of immigration.
How can we get rid of it? How can we get rid of this program? I just said we could end illegal immigration. You said that's not possible. Now you say we can end welfare. How do we do that? How do you do that?
You elect libertarians to office and abolish welfare. You cancel
the
funding.
I'm a libertarian. I agree.
So you cancel the funding to welfare. There you go. Problem solved. It's over. Game over. No more Social Security. Cancel that, too. Cancel the IRS while we're at it. Cancel the BATF, the DEA, the CIA, the Border Patrol. Cancel all those alphabet letter agencies, and let's bring liberty back to this country. Cliff, any final comments for us?
No, I agree with that.
Thank you, dude. We appreciate you listening, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231.
Would you like to hear my favorite government program?
You hold that idea. Because Eddie in Ohio's on the line. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Good evening, guys.
Good evening, Eddie.
Yeah, you know, as I was agreeing with a lot of what was going on, is, you know, there's already a law in the books that says anybody who hires an illegal alien could spend 5 to 25 years in prison. So...
That's really stopping them, isn't it?
Well, that's because they're not using the law. They put the law in the books back in the 60s, and then they've never used it.
Is that really what you want? Do you want those people to go to prison?
Yeah, if anybody hires an illegal alien, they need to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So
I mean, they're illegal. So you're hiring someone illegally,
So then basically you want to put your local restaurateurs out of business because odds are there's somebody back there washing the dishes. That,
you're not going to put them out of business. You're going to tell the guys to leave, and then you're going to hire yourself a U.S. United States American citizen.
Uh-huh.
You may have to pay them a little bit more instead of
a little bit.
Cents an hour. But you're going to, yeah, well, of course. I mean, we have a higher standard of living in America. But
do you go out to restaurants and say, "Shoo, this is a great bill. I love paying this."
Well, you know what? Yeah, you know what? I don't mind. Because when I know that there's illegal aliens in there, which Cleveland has a few illegals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure. So
I say
I'm
not worried. I get up and I leave if I know that they're hiring illegal aliens when they should be hiring American people.
So what's that going to do to the cost of apples then?
You know what? You know what? Our cost of living goes up. The cost of other things go up. But after all, it all levels out. And everybody here, just like before the 60s, when everything was just fine before they opened up the floodgates with the Immigration
Act. Do you like being free, Cliff? Excuse me. What's your name?
Eddie.
Excuse me. Eddie, do you like being free?
Well, yes, I would love to be free, but here in America, we're not really free.
Do you like the level of freedom that you have?
There's 22 billion laws in America.
Do you like the level of freedom that you have, Eddie? I'm sorry. I should have phrased that properly. Do you like the level of freedom that you have?
No, because I think when I go outside, I'm getting pulled over by the police because they say I have a cracked windshield or I look suspicious. There's no freedom here.
I agree with that,
There's
Eddie.
More elsewhere?
There's no freedom, really. I mean, we fight to try to stop these laws that are saying, like, hate speech laws, but they use hate speech, so they don't have a hate speech law, but they call it an intimidation law. So, I mean, they don't have, it's just the whole country.
I can see your point, but it's sort of a supply and demand issue.
I don't mind
paying
more.
We have the best country on the planet, so all the people want to come here. And we make it so damn hard for them to immigrate here that they're willing to break the law to get in.
Well, see, that's not true.
And prohibition doesn't work. You know it doesn't.
Hell, libertarian, right?
You know you can't prohibite things and have it work.
No, because I think drugs should be legal. Maybe not like, not legal, but decriminalize them.
I agree with that.
If you're going to grow your own weed, you can go ahead and
hide. Eddie, we agree with you 100%. I want to ask you to hold on if you can, because there's more to this issue that we definitely want to explore. And if you've got a comment, 1-800-259-9231. Me and Eddie and Manwich, I think we all agree on the drug issue. We can't prohibit drugs. It's a terrible idea. So why can we prohibit immigration? That's a terrible idea, too. We're going to come back and explore that a little bit more. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Free Talk Live.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? It's not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You get on the phones and get interactive with us about any topic. It's your show. Personal issues, political conversation. You want to get a rant off your chest, we're here for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can also email us. Maybe you're just afraid to get on the radio waves. Well, you can email us, ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And don't forget to log on, get interactive with us in the chat room, the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the last 6 days worth of the show archived. All of it's there for you on the house at freetalklive.com. We got calls rolling in, so we're going to go back to them here. Let's go to Eddie in Ohio. You're back on Free Talk Live, Eddie.
Yeah, you know, you have the Supreme Court, which what a couple years ago said Proposition 187 was unconstitutional.
I'm not familiar with that. What's
Proposition 187 would make it so illegal aliens couldn't get free health care. You know, just going to the hospital and get free medical service, they would be turned away. Well, the government, the Supreme Court says, oh, no, you can't do that. That's unconstitutional. So, well, these people are illegal aliens. As soon as you know they're illegal, the Border Patrol should come up, pick them up, and throw them back into their own country. But yet they said it was unconstitutional. So here's the people trying to stop this because our own government won't protect our borders. Then you got the Supreme Court that's helping not to protect the borders and stopping the people from trying to stop these illegals from taking our money and making
I agree with your gripe on this, Eddie. On the Proposition 186, that was the issue.
187.
It was the issue where the hospitals had to pay. For, you know, which they do. They have to pay for anybody who comes in and doesn't have any money.
Well,
and
no, the patients who are paying have to pay. I mean, the hospitals cover the cost,
understood.
They raise their prices.
Right, understood. Right.
And then the people are really paying it, you know?
That's right. But at the same time, it's a very difficult position to sell. For instance, you've got a person here who's bleeding from a multiple gunshot wound, and you say...
Yeah, then they heal them, and then they keep them in the country. Yeah, heal them, and then you pick them up, you put them back in their country, or you put them in prison for a couple of years for breaking our laws, then you send them back to their country. But what do? They heal them, and they let them go free, running around. You know, whenever I'm doing something illegal, they get a warrant out for my arrest, they throw me in jail, I have trial, and you go to jail.
But you do understand what's going to happen if you throw them in jail for being illegals, is they're not going to come to the hospital when they get shot, and they're just going
to
die.
Well, then, you know what it is? There's a good chance they're going to quit coming to this country to get all this free benefit.
I doubt that
very
seriously.
They're getting free food, they're getting a free place.
See, what they tried to do is they tried to cut off the most basic of the benefits, the hospital thing. Rather than cutting off WIC and all these citizen benefits, food stamps and all that other stuff, if they would have cut that stuff off, the government stuff, instead of cutting off...
Well, the government won't do that. That's what I mean.
Well, that's
why we need to get... They are the problem. Our government is
the problem.
I concur. I agree 100%.
We have a tyrannical government that is... They want to flood this
But I believe that the immigrants are victims as much as you are.
I would say that in a way.
If we had a libertarian...
We are the biggest victims because this is our house. They've broken into our house, and they've been encouraged to break into
this. It's because they can't get into our house legally. There are systems for getting in legally, but we make it just so difficult. It's easier to swim the Rio Grande than it is to climb the mountain of paperwork to get into this country.
Eddie, you and I, we're all in agreement that the government is the problem here, so
well,
that's
know,
why we need
to... It's really not that hard for them to get in. Many of them come in legally. There's, I mean, a million aliens coming here legally. If they just let 100,000 Bantus from Africa come in here because...
It's a huge pain in the ass to get into this country. There's so much paperwork
I'm
involved.
I'm going to tell you what...
So much legal BS involved. I met somebody recently who was going through that process, and it's a nightmare.
And how does a million legal people come in this country every year, because it's not that difficult. It's just that these people...
They don't allow that many legals.
They don't allow that many. 1 million legal aliens come in every year. Yes, I don't think so.
I think it's like 100,000 or 200,000 or something like
that. We have a million... Look it up. We let a million...
Well, I'll take your word for it.
And here's the other thing.
It should be 3 million, 5 million. That we should let them all in, and everybody should be legal. You should be free. You see, the problem with closing the borders down, Eddie, the result of that is it's impossible to leave as well. If you want to make it difficult to come in, it makes it real difficult to leave this country. And you and I should be free to walk out, just like people should be free to walk in.
It's pretty easy to get out. They allow me to go to Mexico whenever I want and spend my money,
mm-hmm.
because they want my money, because this country was built for some reason, but by our forefathers that made something really good about
this country.
The country
was built by immigrants, and that's why we can't stop immigration.
This country was built by pioneers, and we allowed immigrants to come in here and help us out.
Why can't we call them pioneers? Why can't we call these people pioneers?
Because they're not. Because they're immigrants, because this country is formed now.
Oh, okay, so the doors are closed now. Game's over. Game's over. Doors are closed.
That's right. Now we're going to make up the rules because we're in charge. But obviously, the people that are the majority in this country are now becoming the minority. And before you know it, we're going to be like the Indians, and we're going to be thrown on reservations or killed off like they're being killed off in South Africa or in what's that country just north of it?
Are you just a racist, Cliff? I mean, Eddie. Are you just a racist?
I'm a man of honesty. If you go to South Africa, the white farmers are the most endangered species. They are being killed at a higher rate than any other class of
South
people
Africa
in the world.
South Africa is not our problem. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, because it shows you what's going on. Once you become the minority, look what happened to the Indians. Here's a fine example. You know, you want to say racist, whatever you want to call it. It's facts. The fact is, the white man came into America, the Indian let him in, but then all of a sudden, when there were more white men than there were Indians, the Indian says, wait a minute, we're not listening to you. Get out of here. And we said, we're not leaving. Well, we outnumbered them, so we beat them. We put them on reservations because we're the majority.
And
now
we're
becoming the minority.
Was that a good thing?
It was a good thing that the white man was able to. Well, you know what it was? Here's what's going on.
Was it good for us to exterminate the Indians?
They didn't exterminate them. If you go on reservations, there's a few million of them. Yes, they are. And they've interbred with the white man, so, of course, they've interbred themselves
out. Dude, Indian reservations are the worst places to live in this country because
they're
government-run.
No, they're not government. They're run by the Indians.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs. It's a government bureaucracy. They control the Indian reservations, and those poor people are living terrible lives because of it. Government is the problem, and I agree with you on that one.
But now here's the other thing.
You agree with me that government's the problem, but at the same time, you want them to build the Great Wall of America between here and Mexico.
We have to do something if we want to save ourselves, yes, because otherwise we're going to be a third world nation.
Dude.
Just like you don't understand. Mexico is.
Do you understand what freedom allows, what liberty allows? Liberty is not what makes a third world nation. What makes a third world nation is a controlling, despotic government. If we get ourselves back to freedom and liberty, which I think, as you made the point, we don't have in this country, if we get back to it, there's no way we'll ever be a third world nation because the government will be too damn small to take control of us. Eddie, we're out of time. Final words.
My word is America needs to look at who the majority of this country made, and our forefathers who were Europeans made this country great of what it is. And now there's the Antichrist is trying to destroy it by flooding in all these third world people, lowering their wages. And before you know it, we're going to be making $2 and $3 an hour too, having 3 and 4 families living in a house because that's all we're going to be making, and the government wants that.
Thanks for the call. Hopefully we'll hear from you again. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I hate the majority rule system. I can't stand democracy. It's a terrible idea. And he made some great points as to why democracy is a bad thing, but he still wants to be the majority. He wants to be the man in charge. He wants to be the man holding the whip. And I think it's a real problem, especially for freedom. He talks about government being bad, but yet he supports government closing the borders. It's contradictory. Let's go to Donald in Kansas City. Donald, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was listening to all this stuff, getting all kinds of thoughts in my head, but you know, like you were talking about, if we quit hiring illegals in the restaurants and other businesses as such, the prices are going to skyrocket. I don't agree with that at all.
All right, Donald, hold on. We'll let you make your points after the break. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're talking about immigration, economics, freedom. This is your show. Take control. 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
I
ahealthylifechoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AhealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AhealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWox International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The show's heating up. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And immigration always brings out some very interesting phone calls. Actually, we didn't even bring it up. It was one of our callers that did.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact. And that's how this show works. You can call in anytime. Change the topic. 1-800-259-9231. Email us, ftl@freetalklive.com. We might read your emails live on the air, the chat room, the bulletin board system, and much, much more online at freetalklive.com. But let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Donald in Kansas City, you're going to tell us why you don't think prices would go up if we eliminated all the immigrants from restaurant positions, let's say the dishwashers.
Well, I'm not just saying restaurants. From what I know, I was a subcontractor forever. You know, these builders, they're making so much money off these houses. And, okay, for instance, here in Missouri, we didn't have a whole lot of illegals in the construction industry, all right?
Okay.
First time I went over to Kansas, it just blew me away. I mean, I saw nothing but illegals.
Mm-hmm.
They're making the same money. They just make more money by using cheap labor. If you know, if the guys in Kansas were employing Americans, the houses aren't going to go up in price. They're just not going to make as much money.
I see what you're saying. Okay, the profit is the only thing affected
right.
in the housing industry.
Yeah, I mean, you know, now, and this is back in late 80s, early 90s over here. Now in Missouri, you're starting to see a lot more illegals, and the prices of houses are still going up. They're, you know, it naturally, as they naturally would.
I would say that most of our vegetation is picked by migrant and maybe illegal workers in the United States. Do you think that you could expect to see produce just skyrocket?
Well, more than likely, yeah, that would.
Yeah, now, so that's what we need to do.
You know, houses, people are only going to pay as much for houses as they're going to pay for houses in that marketplace. If they didn't buy a new house, they'd buy a used or lived-in house and that kind of thing. Houses are capped by
nature. Well, I guess where I'm coming from, though, is that I am seeing more and more and more Americans that can't get a job in construction because they're not going to work for nothing. I mean, I've seen these guys out here. You'll see a illegal fall off a roof. Man, they don't care. They just get another one.
I believe that's absolutely true.
I mean,
and I think you're sort of like the web-footed platypus arguing against evolution. No, Mr. Darwin, you can't, you know, move us on up to the next level of evolution. These people that have jobs in the construction industry will find jobs elsewhere where they can find where they make the kind of money they want to make, and that's just sort of the way it is.
Donald, are you for the minimum
wage? Where are they going to find these jobs? Where are these other jobs coming from?
Well, for one,
because I always hear on TV, they're always saying, oh, they're only taking the jobs we don't want. They're only taking the jobs we don't want. Well, you know what? I see all kinds of Americans out here that want these jobs. I mean, you name going out and picking produce. Okay, I don't really know a lot about that, but yeah, there's probably not a whole lot of Americans who are going to go out and do that for the kind of money that they'd get paid for.
Well, let's talk about housing construction then, since that's obviously an issue. Are you for the minimum wage, Donald?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have to have one.
Why?
Well, because...
Because we always have.
We'd have the same problem. I mean, nobody'd be making any money if they... Well,
Donald, fiat dollar. It's only run up by demand. It's, you know, excuse me, that's supply. It's
well, you have to understand something. When I was in construction, I've never met anybody that made minimum wage.
Okay,
everybody's well above it.
Well, that's good, but if somebody wanted to come in, into the construction industry and work for $5 an hour just to learn the trade, would they get hired? Possibly. Should they be able to make that offer? Should I be able to contract with a business owner to work whatever rate that I want to? I absolutely should. If I want to come in there and learn the trade at $2 an hour, I should be free to do that, shouldn't I, Donald?
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to live like that.
It doesn't matter though.
Shouldn't I be able to do that? They'll come in and they'll live 14 people in one house or one apartment, and it's no big deal to them.
What's wrong with that? Because
they'll stay here. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's the way they're saving money and making it so they can live here.
Turn this into a third world country and have
that's not a third world country. That's their house. They can do whatever the hell they want inside their own house.
They stay here for 6 to 8 months. Make this money, and then they go. I mean, I know I've talked to them. They go back to Mexico and they live like kings.
That's great. Good for them.
But it's bad for us.
No, it's not. Don't you understand? The economy is worldwide. I mean, people buy products from Mexico. People buy products from the United States. Just because the money goes to Mexico doesn't mean that we're more impoverished because of that.
Well, that's something else I don't agree with.
You think all of our money should stay here in the States?
We can produce everything we need in the United States of America. I mean,
we absolutely can.
One thing except for rubber.
We can, but
Vietnam, Donald,
you're right. We could produce everything we needed here in the United States were it not for irritating government laws like minimum wage that drive businesses outside of this country to go to China, to go to Malaysia, to go to Thailand, and to open their factories there where they're not regulated to death, where they can lower the price that they're paying out. It's these regulations the government has put on us that make it so we can't do that. It's government that's the problem here. If it wasn't for the state, then there would be no minimum wage, and people would be able to freely contract to make whatever they wanted to. Sure, wages might drop as a result of it, but that means everything will drop. It would be deflation, and prices would go back down to where a loaf of bread might cost 25 cents again if we actually did something like that.
Okay, you say that, but then that goes right back to, wages might go down, but that doesn't mean they're going to want to make less of a profit. You know,
what's
wages
wrong with profit?
Can go down, but there's nothing wrong with profit. My point is that they know they can make more money behind.
Donald, I wish we had more time for you, man, but call back another night, okay?
All right.
Want to hear from you again. 1-800-259-9231. And again, big thanks to KCXL. He's a KCXL listener. We're going to come back with more. Joe and Bob holding on.
We love Kansas City.
That's right. Joe and Bob holding on. We're going to try and fit you both in here before the show's over. This is your show, Free Talk Live, so take control.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.kenshipdrugs.com.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live for the remaining moments of the program. We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. After 9 o'clock, from 9 to 10, you'll get the Time Warp Hour. And actually, as of Monday night, there's going to be no more Time Warp. We're going to be live all 3 hours from 7 to 10 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, starting this Monday night. Free Talk Live, live all 3 hours of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And let's go back to the phones. The phone's blowing up over this immigration issue. We've got Joe on the line in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live, Joe.
Gentlemen, good evening. I'd like to advance the issue by coming in favor of the policies that promote immigration primarily from Mexico, as we've been discussing.
Okay.
The thing is that the jobs Americans primarily are opposed to taking, it seems right now, are ones that put them in the military. So the shortage of personnel to face down threats in the future is something that might be addressed in a productive manner by maintaining the policies that are going on currently.
Did you get that, man? Which I'm lost.
I have no idea what he's saying.
You rephrased that. We're a little dense sometimes.
The thing to look for is after the 2008 Olympics, what's going to happen between China and Taiwan and China and the United States. And right now, the United States is shorthanded, not able to face down China.
You mean from a land war point of view? China doesn't have anything but a couple of tin little boats. they're not going anywhere. If they want to fight us, we got to go to them.
That's just my perspective. I think that shoring up the United States military is probably the main objective of the open border policy. Thank you.
Oh, you're saying, okay, Joe, I get it. Joe's saying that we want to... Okay, you're saying that the current administration is letting these immigrants in here so we can put a bunch of people in the military.
Yeah, if you have a billion people in China plus, there is no reason that the United States couldn't have 500 million.
Okay, interesting. So are you for or against immigration, Joe?
The more the merrier.
Right on. Thanks, dude. Appreciate the phone call. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Of course, I think we should get rid of the military completely.
That's your opinion.
I don't know if we
take the next call. That's my opinion.
Let's go to Bob in Alcoa, Tennessee, listening on WBCR. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Bob.
You're listening. Are you talking to Ian in Manwich? What's up, Bob?
Legal immigration. I'm 100% for it. That's how my forefathers came into this country, German, Scotch, Irish.
Well, okay, so you are for it then.
Legal immigration? Yeah,
yeah,
I am. What you're talking about is immigration from Mexico, where it's illegal immigration. They're not, there's people coming in here bringing in diseases into this country. I'm telling you something.
They would have said the same thing about the Scots 100 years ago.
No, they wouldn't.
They said they called them dirty mix, I believe.
Sorry, you can laugh, you can talk real fast, but it don't change the fact. The people are coming into this country right now illegally, they're not going because they're not coming in as they were before. People that came into this country and immigrated into this country, they came in, they were quarantined, they wanted to be American.
They did, and so did these people.
They came in and they became Americans. They learned to speak English. They learned to be Americans. They learned about our Constitution. They learned to be American citizens.
Bob, you just want things the way you want them, don't you? You just don't like the brown man.
No, sir. I sure don't. You can talk fast, and you can...
We're not talking down to you, Bob. We're not talking down to you.
We're not trying to talk fast. We're just trying to fit it all in here in the next half a minute, because we're out of time, dude. Bob, call us back sometime. I know you will. 1-800-259. Call us back sometime. 800-259-9231.
We're not blowing you off. The show's over.
We just have any more time.
Can't do anything about it.
Although next
week. Listen to the Time Warp Hour coming up from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. right after this.
And hey, we had another guy call in. He wanted another call. We only have one call per night, but we're on tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll see you then. In the meantime, log on to freetalklive.com. The conversation continues there.
U.S. Gold.